Poor air quality remains a serious health and environmental issue for many Utahns. At Monday's opening of the Utah legislative session, many officials said they advocated for improving the state's air quality. Representative Patrice Arendt has sponsored a 2018 bill targeting diesel emissions. The amendment will extend emissions testing to diesel vehicles in Utah County, the only county along the Wasatch Front without this testing regulation. Representative Arendt is also founder and co-chair of the bipartisan Clean Air Caucus.
In 5 counties, we tested gasoline vehicles to make sure that their emission systems are working. 4 of those counties have already determined that diesel vehicles ought to be tested too, because a diesel vehicle is more likely to have problems, and when it does, it pollutes more. One of our counties, however, is not doing that testing, and what this bill would do is require them to also do the testing in that county, which is Utah County.
Representative Arendt says that without this measure in place, diesel vehicles in non-attainment counties will continue to contribute as much as 170 tons of pollutants per year to the environment. Senator Stuart Adams is Utah's Senate Majority Whip.
As we've heard over and over again, is that the largest portion of the pollution comes from our automobiles. Well over 50% is automobile related. And if we move to Tier 3 automobiles, it's one of the more significant things we can do.
Of the changes proposed, few result in the reduction of vehicles on the road. However, these steps towards change may be what the state of Utah needs to reduce emissions. Representative Brian King had this last comment to share.
All the work that we're doing on clean air is incremental. We have to realize we live along the Wasatch Front in a way that we're going to have these inversions regardless of what we do, but we can gradually improve the air quality, and that's one good way of doing it.
The fate of House Bill 101 and other proposed bills will be discussed over the next 45 days of the 2018 Utah legislative session. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rihanna Gale.